According to Pierre Diakav, Regional Director, the 3 years EU Trust Fund project will be implemented in Koboko Municipality as pilot in Uganda, aimed at mitigating the pressure mounted on refugee hosting municipalities.
So the needs are to mitigate the effect of this a lot of people which has been added to the usual residents and are putting pressure on the services. That's why European Union decided to support Koboko Municipal Administration in try to improve the service delivery.
Bongo Patrick, the CAF program manager, says the 15.2 billion pilot project will focus on inclusive urban development and mobility in Koboko Municipality from 2020 to 2022.
This action falls under European Union Trust Fund for Stability and Addressing, and the action aims to help countries in the Horn of Africa address dual challenge of the rising number of displaced people and growing urbanization in the Horn of Africa. It is a pilot action that's divided into three components. The intervention logic is that supporting municipalities to improve urban planning, service provision, and creation of shared spaces for greater well-being, safety of refugees and host communities.
Honorable Anita Evelyn, the State Finance Minister in charge of investment and privatization, while addressing, called upon the leaders to emulate aspect of transparency and proper accountability of the funds so as to achieve its objectives.
So those of us who are politicians, our job as politicians is to do an oversight job. You can be sure it can only be possible if you have the right political head. So as we are doing the accountability and the oversight, we should not lose a single coin, because the design, from where I heard from the presentation, is to benefit this transformation of the livelihood of the people, local people, and the refugees.
Sanya Wilson, the mayor for Koboko Municipality, expressed the challenge of pressure on service delivery due to big population as the result of self-settled urban refugees.